Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, we speak to people making a difference in Bedford County. Now, here's our host, Lloyd Roach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. And welcome to Bedford County Speaks, a weekly public affairs program of News Talk 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. Our guest this morning is Kelly Goodman Schaefer. In case you don't already know this, Kelly is a juggernaut of county expertise and promotion. As the president and CEO of the Bedford County Chamber, she and her team have created training programs, business spotlights, Athena Awards, annual recognition for county businesses, and I'm going to tell you about it later, a all brand new REACH initiative. You hear about that in just a few minutes. Over the years, I've met with many chambers, but I've never seen one like this. Kelly, congratulations on your success, and welcome to Bedford County Speaks.
Thank you, Lloyd. I don't think I've been called a juggernaut in a long time.
Well,
so that's quite a compliment.
I've seen you operate, and you are just like a locomotive.
Well, thank you.
So it's just great. Oh, joining us today also is Corin Woy Smith, the chairman of this fine organization. And Corin, I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And I've never had a banker on my show before, so this is a very, very exciting time.
I don't know if we bankers want to speak right now with the interest rates
well,
and such.
Yeah. So anyway, first of all, let me do this. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Corin, your background? Do you say you're from Everett, I understand?
Yeah, born and raised in Everett, lived here my entire life, basically, with the exception of going away to school. Went to Shippensburg University, participated in track and field as an athlete down there, and then went on to get my graduate degree at IUP, so state school kid, and then moved out to Pittsburgh for about 15 years where I met my husband. And when my son was about 5 or 6 years old, we decided that it was time to move back home and get him in a rural area where he could kind of have a similar growing up situation that I did.
So your husband's like me. We're both legal immigrants here in
yes.
Right.
Well, okay. From Wilmington, North Carolina originally.
Okay, well, that's good. Oh, you might have the
brought new board. DNA into the county.
Kelly, everybody knows about you, but sometimes nobody knows about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I mean, I grew up in a very rural area similar to Bedford County. I grew up in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, Wyalusing Valley High School is where I graduated from, which if you're a wrestling fan, that's where you will have heard of it, at State Wrestling. Then I went to Penn State University. I, too, was a college athlete, so Corin and I have a lot of synergies there at Penn State. And then I spent about 20 years working in local television as a sports and news journalist and director of sports at WTAJ. Spent a couple of years after that running the PSFCA East-West All-Star Game and doing marketing for the Allegheny Mountains Convention and Visitors Bureau, which was kind of a perfect bridge from broadcasting to membership organizations, and then came to the Chamber in 2010.
You know, I know Wyalusing. I had some radio stations once up in Pike County and in Lackawanna County.
Yeah.
And everything, it is a lot like Bedford
smaller.
Because of the coal. See, the coal makes things different.
Yeah.
They told me what a column pile was. I never heard of such a thing until I went to those places. So it's this is much prettier here in Bedford.
For sure.
Well, thank you very much for telling us that. Also, can you give us a little view on the history of the chamber? Is the chamber an old chamber?
We're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. So the chamber was started in 1986, and it was actually started by leaders from the Bedford Evening Rotary Club. So we just honored them with their 100th anniversary at our Hall of Fame, and it was some of those community leaders, business leaders from Rotary, who said this community needed a business organization that would advocate for business and bring businesses together and help individual businesses grow as well as collectively grow the business community of Bedford County. So that's where we got started, and we're really proud that we came from a service organization because we feel like that's a big heart of what we still do is serve our community.
Well, I was in Kenny when I said I've never seen a chamber like this one. I've been a member of, because as a business owner, I was a member of several chambers throughout the state of Pennsylvania and the state of New York. Most chambers I run into are good, but you know, they'll print us a nice directory like you have, and they'll have a party maybe once a year, and pretty much you don't hear from them after that. This chamber like puts you to bed, wakes you up in the morning, tells you everything to do, trains your people, does all kinds of things, and it's just terrific. And I want you to tell me about some of the things that you do as a chamber.
Well, first, let me say that, you know, the chamber is strong because we have great volunteer leaders like Corin, like our board, like our committees, our ambassadors. So everything that we do is the result and the reflection of the business community that we have. So we're very proud of how strong our chamber is. I think, I mean, I would put our chamber up against any in the state of Pennsylvania, having served in state, you know, associations for chambers. I don't think that we play as a rural chamber. I think we play as a large chamber in Pennsylvania. With almost 700 members, that's how we would be viewed in the Pennsylvania Association of Chamber Professionals, which I think tells you about the engagement that we have in our county and how our county supports one another as businesses and our community as a whole. But some of our initiatives, because we have almost 700 members, it's very hard to say we're only going to do two or three things in the year because that could not possibly serve 700 members. So we do everything from, you know, annual awards. We just had our spring awards and we have our fall awards coming up in the fall to recognize and celebrate local businesses. We have women in business programming. We have agriculture programming. We have government affairs programs, as you know. We do a lot of education for businesses. And then we also have a companion foundation, which is a 501c3 educational arm of the chamber, through which we do all of our workforce development, career exploration, leadership, and literacy initiatives. So that is very well supported by our business community as well.
Makes me tired just listening to it. Our guests
that's the running joke
well,
every week.
Our guests are Corin Roy-Smith of the Chamber Board and Kelly Goodman-Schaefer, who is the President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce, and we're very pleased to be in their brand-new, shiny conference room. You acquired this building when? A few years ago?
2018.
Yeah, 2018.
It was one of our big initiatives to purchase the Russell House, historic Russell House here on the squares in downtown Bedford, and to make it into a center for business and education for Bedford County. So it's full of tenants who are like incubator tenants, so nonprofits and startup businesses. And then we have our conference rooms that are being constantly used by local organizations from Fall Foliage, United Way, all kinds, America 250 Committee. So we want this building to serve the community, and I think it's served the community really well since we
took
it over.
So one of your members can actually use this room as a conference room.
Absolutely.
if they don't have one.
Absolutely, they do quite
often, yep. I see. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice service. You've got a conference room, I'll bet, Corin, in your bank.
Right? Yeah, if you've seen our conference room, it's stuck back in the 80s. It's got some orange shag carpet chairs and things, but we're correcting that here in the next 2 years.
So you're going to make it a little more zippy than a bank that has old oak furniture and stuff?
Yeah, if you haven't heard, I mean, we're going to, Bedford's branch is one of three that has been selected throughout First National Bank that is going to be having some upgrades done. They picked three historical branches that we have within our bank footprint: Hermitage, PA, which was our first branch, Bedford, and Huntington. So those three branches are going to have some major upgrades over the next 2 or 3 years. Along with it, whenever they do that in those towns, they're going to offer facade grants to local businesses in those towns also. It's going to be a part of the package.
That's a great idea.
So I don't know all the details yet because they haven't completely rolled it out, but that's what we've been given so far.
Well, with Kelly's permission, perhaps I can have a little bit of shameless promotion here for the First National
sure,
Bank.
Sure, of course.
So how many branches you have in Bedford County?
Bedford County, just we will only have the one here on Juliana Street. We are in the process of closing the branch that we have out on Richard Street. Two branches within a half a mile radius doesn't make sense.
Well, so I always say it's kind of cool you had two branches within walking distance.
Yeah. So we will be closing that one end of next week, and those employees that are at that branch will be moving up here to our Juliana Street branch.
Now, I want to ask you a very important question. I was at a borough council meeting about a year ago, and they had a big meeting with engineers and planners and so forth, and they reversed your ATM machines.
Yes.
How did that work out?
I don't know that the general population is happy about that right now. But, just like in everywhere in rural Bedford County, we don't like change. So we're getting used to it. I still have the occasion that I turn the wrong way and I want to go up that alley the opposite way. But I'm getting used to it.
So the big question is, are deposits up or down because of this change?
I don't know the answer to that one. Hopefully they'll be up at Juliana Street because everybody will be coming in there eventually.
Our guests are Corin Roy-Smith, the chairman of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, its president, Kelly Goodman-Schaefer. And we're delighted to have them both here. One of the things that is really evident when we hear about the Chamber, Kelly, is your annual events. You seem to be having a party like every other week. So you just finished this enormous thing at the Bedford Springs. Are you going to do something in June that's going to be a striking of any kind, or July maybe, or August? Or
well, our two signature awards celebrations, which I think is what you're probably talking about, is our Spring Awards, which is Hall of Fame, Rising Star Young Professionals. It's a platform for the Rotary and Elks Citizen of the Year. And then in the fall, in September, we have our annual dinner and awards, which is our really big awards program where we do a huge theme. This year's theme is related to America 250 and the Whiskey Rebellion. We're taking it up to the venue at the Stables in Buffalo Mills, and we have about 400 people that attend that, and it's just a huge celebration of the business community. As far as July, we're going to be hosting a big mixer, a red, white, and blue gala mixer for our after hours, and it's going to be kind of a mega after hours that will celebrate America 250. And then we're working with the America 250 committee to put on the county's parade for the celebration of the semi-quincentennial, and that'll be on August 2nd.
You say mixer. Is this going to be like a dance for boys and girls?
No. Well, it's a business mixer, so networking opportunity.
So no dancing? Okay.
No, but we are going to have food from local restaurants that'll have some patriotic themes. We're hoping to have local beer, wine, and whiskey tastings, including the Espy House Whiskey, which is, of course, related to George Washington. We're going to have the Bedford Symphony providing some entertainment. It's going to be out here on the squares, so between the courthouse and the Russell House. And so it's just meant to be a very nice business celebration of America 250.
Kelly is a huge Facebook user because every time she does something, 10,000 pictures show up on Facebook. So look at that, and be sure to listen to the radio, and we'll let you know what's going on with all this stuff.
Thank you.
If you haven't attended the annual events, I will tell you, I would highly recommend it. I mean, the annual dinner in particular, there is a theme every year, and they go above and beyond on those themes. Last year being Wicked, year before that being Star Wars. So, I mean, we are kind of all over the place on the themes, but everyone comes and has a good time. You'll see business owners come dressed up.
Are you going to get dressed up, Corin? What kind of costume?
I think Kelly will make me dress up this year.
You're going to get dressed up, maybe a Star Wars
chair. I don't know. Maybe
she gets to welcome everybody.
Maybe I
get
to be.
Who knows who she gets to be? Maybe.
We'll get you some stilts, make it 8 feet high.
Something to do with America 250. Yep. So.
Okay.
It should be Betsy Ross or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Aunt Sam, maybe, as opposed to Uncle Sam. When we come back, we're going to learn not only about the board makeup of the board here that Corin runs, but we're going to learn about the most exciting story of all and how the Chamber built their own drive-in when Bedford County Speaks continues.
This is Ryan Spring of the Bedford Gazette, and you're listening to Bedford County Speaks on News Talk FM 98.7 and 1310 AM WBFD.
Today's Bedford County Speaks is presented as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association. BCDA President Jen Marsh, along with her professional staff, are building new business, residential, and outdoor recreation opportunities in Bedford County. BCDA builds business parks and fully operational building sites, such as the newly opened Rural Electric Cooperative Operations Center in Business Park 1, or site-ready locations in Business Park 2. In addition to excellent locations for business and industry, BCDA builds relationships that have added millions of dollars and thousands of jobs to Bedford County. BCDA represents a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and the exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org.
Now let's return to Lloyd and his guest on Bedford County Speaks.
We have returned to the conference room of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce right here in downtown Bedford on Juliana Street, near their brand new shiny building, which is actually a very, very old building, the Russell House. Historic, I may add. It's got a big sign out front. That's how I knew. Corin, as chairman of the board, you have a very interesting responsibility. I realize the staff and Kelly in here do all the hard, hard work, but you have to, I guess, shape the policy of the chamber. Am I getting that right?
The board makes up the policy. Yeah, I mean, everybody has a say in what's going on. You know, it's a voting board, so we are constantly working with one another for new ideas. Kelly brings some maybe new ideas to the table, asks us what we think. We get to put our input in, and then from there, we traditionally take a vote on whether to make that change.
What do you look for in a board member?
We're looking for all kinds of people. I mean, we have nonprofits, we have business owners, We look at things based on geography. We want someone, you know, this is a Bedford County chamber. Our county is very large. So we're constantly trying to make sure that our board is made up of people from all over the county, not just Bedford. We're different industries. We want everybody to be represented. We're just constantly looking to see if we can bring some new blood to the board too, because you know how it is. You have a tendency that, you know, once you're involved in one thing, you're involved in a lot of things. So I know I'm involved in a lot of nonprofits. So whenever I get somebody new on a board, if we can bring them into the fold, we're looking to do that.
Have any politicians on the board?
I mean, maybe in their mind they are.
A lot of chambers insist on it, having their local borough council people or their commissioners or even maybe the local state rep. Just curious whether you do that.
Michael Meehan, who's mayor of Bedford.
We have Aaron Wyant is an ex officio from the Office of Representative Topper. In fact, one of the things we're really proud of in the history of our chamber is as Representative Topper was running for office, he was actually serving as second vice chair of the chamber board of directors. He had to resign because we can't have elected, state elected officials on our board. But he was absolutely a big part of the chamber leadership before he became a state rep and is still very involved.
And you're talking about local people here. Both of those people are obviously are Bedford natives, so that's
we have education representative Kyle Kane is on our board. He's superintendent, superintendent of Chestnut Ridge School District.
Excellent.
I mean, we have a little bit of everything.
The faith community is represented.
Yeah, Pastor
I don't know
Brian.
Of a lot of chambers that would have on their executive committee a member of the faith community, but Pastor Brian from Real Life Church and retired chaplain from Arlington is a tremendous community leader, and we're really thrilled to have him.
Pastor Brian, he's a locomotive too. He's like he is. He runs around like crazy man, right?
Two nonprofits, Director United Way is on our board, Katie Fink, and then Matt Gott is our director of the Bedford County Library Systems.
So you have actors as well. This is good. All right. Excellent. Our guests today are Corin Woy Smith and Kelly Goodman Schaefer of the Bedford County Chamber of Commerce, and we're here delighted to hear about what they do. Kelly, you've mentioned numerous times that I've heard you speak about your ag business and your ag tourism business. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have an agribusiness committee that has developed many programs over the years to support and celebrate agriculture. Agriculture is the number one industry in Bedford County, and one of the first things that I was told when I came here was we needed to restart the agriculture committee, and we've done that and have had some really great success with things like Fun Farm Facts at the fair, Downtown on the Farm. We have the Secretary of Agriculture who comes every couple of years to tour and to speak to our community, and then just last year we also added a bus trip to the Pennsylvania Farm Show, which was very popular and I'm sure will become a bigger offering in the future.
And as promised, I told you you'd heard about the drive-in. You're the only chamber I know of that has its own drive-in. How did you do that?
Well, first of all, it's not ours. It really belongs to the community. I mean, it's our responsibility to run it and show the movies and to keep up with the licensing. And so that came about during COVID, and it was just probably one of the most inspiring things I've ever witnessed. Yeah. It's hard to not be emotional talking about it because I know I'm a big baby about it, but during COVID when everything was shut down, I took this little tiny idea to our board. What would you think about setting up a temporary screen to show some drive-in movies and to have a way to get people together during COVID? And they said, you can do it as long as you don't spend any money. So I reached out.
All?
Yeah, it was no problem, right? So I reached out to Cliff Clark and gave him planted this little seed, and honestly, he took it from a tiny idea to, a 72-foot wide by 55-foot tall screen. And over the course of 50 days, from the time that our board approved it to the time we cut the ribbon was just 50 days during COVID. We had our first movie on July 4th, which is funny because we have a movie on July 4th of this year, it's 7 years later, so it's we come back to a Saturday, July 4th. And we had 22 different companies participate. Every company that we asked said yes to the degree that they could. We didn't ask anybody to give anything for free. But, I mean, I could spend 3 hours telling you the stories of the individual people and companies that made that happen. From Bedford, Rural Electric, I mean, they provided all the poles and the expertise to put it in the ground. I mean, that drive-in is made with fiberglass that was fabricated at Creative Pultrusions. And it's believed to be the only fiberglass-faced movie screen in the country.
But it looks like a hurricane-proof.
120 miles an hour. It's wind-rated.
There you go.
And most of the ones you see after a big windstorm, they're out on the ground. Yeah. This thing's going to be here. They're all
But I'll
gone.
Tell you, I say this all the time. I spent 20 years covering championship teams, national champions, world champions, state champions, and there was no team that I was more proud of than that one.
I think it just shows that as a community, if you really truly want something and you have a leader that will lead the charge, it can be completed. I'm constantly saying that. I don't understand how, you know, I'm involved in other things. And I always say, you know, if this small community would come together, we could do this for nothing. Mm-hmm. If everyone would just give up one day to of their time and put what just a time mm-hmm. effort forth, it can be completed.
I've always measured you guys by time and distance because for many years I was involved with the Delaware County Chamber, which is in the eastern part of the state. Big county and people, big chamber. They had 2,500 members, but they had 700,000 people living in the county. You guys have almost 700 members, and you have how many here? Maybe 50 on a good day. Mm-hmm. So that's an extraordinary percentage as compared to that larger county. So you really have a much larger chamber than they do in many ways. So that's one of the things that
we're just very fortunate to have a community that supports one another. I mean, I just did a report for the board yesterday. We have 1.2 million views on our Facebook page through the first quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. And 99% of that is people in our community congratulating each other on their accomplishments, their awards, their ribbon cuttings, their openings of businesses. It's just the way our community supports each other. And I think the drive-in is just a testament to that and to what happens when you bring community partners together. And certainly part of our major partnerships is with the fair, and we're so fortunate to do so many things with them.
Our guests are Corin Roy Smith of the Chamber and also Kelly Goodman Schaefer, and today's program is brought to you by the BCDA, the Bedford County Development Association, which presents the Bedford County and Advantage, future builder and opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. And we want to thank Jen and all the group over at the BCDA. You work with them a lot, don't you?
We do, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talking about hot new outfits, this Discover Bedford is terrific. We've actually done a show with Brooke and her staff. They have done a great job in kind of modernizing, much like your way you're modernizing your bank and much like you're modernizing this chamber. Are you pleased with what they've done?
Sure. I mean, I think that, you know, we all need to work together to do the best we can to promote Bedford County as best possible to live, work, play, and prosper. And that includes all of our community partners.
Well, that's terrific. Everywhere you go, almost every day, it seems, 7 days a week, Kelly and her staff are doing ribbon cuttings. Now, every time I turn around, I get this thing in my mail every day. I got a ribbon cutting. It's just astounding. You go and cut ribbons for everybody. I don't care if they have a little shop with 10 square feet or they have an enormous warehouse.
Exactly right.
These ribbon cuttings,
members and non-members,
yep,
are a lot more than just a ribbon cutting, aren't they?
They really are. For one thing, they're an example of how our community is growing and thriving and people are investing in their businesses and in our community. And it's also an example of how we like to support one another in our community. When you see the people that show up, and I mean, you look at our Facebook page and how many people congratulate every business that we cut a ribbon for, do a celebration cake, a birthday cake, or, you know, whatever, key transfers, groundbreakings. That's a big part of what we do, is just celebrating and promoting and supporting local businesses. And that's one of our signature ways of doing that.
You do these things out at the airport from time to time, large gatherings inside that hangar, which, by the way, is a great convention space. It really is. I mean, I love that place. I remember the first time I went in there on a winter day, I didn't realize they heated the darn thing. And it's really a really very, very nice place. Do you like places like that, or do you prefer maybe a Bedford Springs or an Elks? I know you go all over the place, but
we try to go to as many places as we can. I mean, a lot of the things we hold at the airport are career exploration events for students. And I think it's important for students to know we have an airport and that they can become a pilot if they want to. And, you know, that's a very big space. We have great partners in Jim and Jenny DeLong from Bun Air and the Bedford County Airport Authority. But we really try to have events all over the county. We move our luncheon links and our business at breakfasts around as much as we can. We try to do events in Everett and Saxton and, you know, Shelbsburg. And so, you know, we don't say we have one event space. We say we have every member is an event space. And we try to be creative, as creative as we can.
Corin, I wanted to ask you about the physical limits, you know, Hyman being maybe south and Saxton maybe kind of north, if you will. You have to go to these places, too.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said it before, this is the Bedford County Chamber, so we want to involve everybody. I mean, those communities are just as important as the county seat, and we want to make them aware of things that the chamber does provide and how we can help them. I think it's important with our new campaign we're going to talk about in a few minutes that, you know, even part of our campaign members and our volunteers are from all reaches of the county. We're constantly trying, like I said, the board members are made up of everywhere from the county, And we're constantly trying to get into those smaller communities and just making them aware of things that we have.
So I don't know who wants to take this, but the REACH initiative, are you going to talk to me about it, or what would you like? What's up? How are we doing?
Go ahead. So the REACH initiative is one of the biggest things that we've undertaken at our chamber. We're one of the first chambers in the state of Pennsylvania to do it. And it is a way of aligning all of our programs and events and marketing offerings and promotions into a campaign where we recruit community leaders to help us spread the word about it to their peers and to the business community so that we're able to reach more of our members, reach more of our community, and to make sure that our members can take the most advantage of all of the things that we offer. You know, as you mentioned, we're always holding an event. We hold over 100 events a year. We have Leadership Bedford County. We have foundation programs. And so there truly is a chamber product, whether it's an event, a program, a marketing product, to help every business. But with Gwen and myself being two full-time people and 700 members to try to service, there's no way that we can meet individually with every single one of them every year. And as much as we send things out, people don't always see it. So when you have 50 or 60 community leaders who are going to be, you know, trained and well-versed on all of our programs and events, and we've spent months reviewing every program and event that we offer to make sure that, that the benefits for every event are there, and to make sure that we have offerings that start at $105 to $5,000, depending on what you want to, how you want to promote your business and how you want to market your business. When you have that many community leaders who are out there sharing the information with their peers and business contacts as a business development tool for them, it just makes your community stronger, it makes our chamber stronger, and ultimately I think it gives more people the opportunity to be part of all of the things that we do and promote their business in our community.
Almost sounds like an immersion campaign where you're going to get people immersed into the chamber's activity on a daily basis. How do you feel about that?
I think I'm most excited about the fact that we have all these volunteers from all walks of life, and that we're going to come together and hopefully touch every chamber member that we have. Like Kelly said, it would be difficult for them to do that. You know, 700 members, they'd have to talk to a chamber member at least twice, you know, two chamber members a day, and still probably not physically speak to somebody. So I'm looking forward to the fact that we're going to actually get to speak to all these members, maybe add some new members to the process. I'd like to see us get over that 700 member mark with this campaign, and just the opportunity to be able to speak to every one of them and understand, you know, some of these businesses, and I do this on a daily basis, some of these businesses, just by the name, you have no idea what they do. So going in and learning about them and understanding what they actually do and being able to promote that to other people when you learn those things.
Give me a website where I can go to learn how to become a member of the chamber.
BedfordCountyChamber.com.
That's a hard one. I remember that. That's really a hard one.
You can call us, and we have a really easy phone number, 623-2233. Okay. So the people that set up our chamber were really smart in making it very easy to remember.
Ladies, what have we missed? Anything? We want to thank you very much. I want to thank Kelly and thank Corin for a great job. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thanks,
we appreciate
for having us.
We want to thank you both. This morning's program is brought to you as a public service by the Bedford County Development Association, BCDA, presenting the Bedford County Advantage, a future built on opportunity, collaboration, and exceptional quality of life that defines our region. To learn more, visit bcda.org. That's a short one, too. This is Lloyd Roach. See you next Saturday. Until then, have a great week.
You have been listening to Bedford County Speaks over 98.7 FM and 1310 AM WBFD. The show is heard right here every Saturday at 8:30 AM. If you'd like to hear the program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com. Join us next time for Bedford County Speaks.